Happy Sabbath again. Just gave Mike my notes, my sermon. He gave a good part of it away. That's okay. And Mike, our connect. We're gonna get you to do a sermon one of these days, Mike. One of these days, man. I think that'll be good. Nevertheless, talk to you guys today about heartburn. Good and a bad heartburn. Is there a such thing as a good and a bad heartburn? We're going to find out today. First of all, question for you before we get started. What is heartburn? I looked that up as I was going and studying. What is heartburn? Heartburn, I found out through WebMD, is a form of a disease. It's called, yes, I'm glad you said it, because that long G word, I struggle with that, man, I got to tell you. And I wish Jamie was here so she can pronounce it better for me, but I broke it down and shortened it. It's a gastroreflex disease called GERD, G-E-R-D. And it occurs when we eat and or drink certain types of foods. And like Mike spoke about in his prayer, it happened last time I spoke. Me and Mike are just connected, man, I tell you.
That's the Holy Spirit.
God is good, man. God is good.
We're sitting with our 23 witnesses.
God is good. God is so good, man. He probably looked at me crazy. I just sat back there, big old grin on my face, laughing uncontrollably. Talks about how we put certain things in our body and certain things that are not good for us, and it causes a negative effect a lot of times. And heartburn or acid reflux, if you will, is one of them. They got all these different types of medicines, Tums, Rolaids, Zantac, and all this stuff. A lot of times you get heartburn, can't hardly sleep at night. I know a lot of times for me, I love like chili cheese dogs. Sometimes I eat them at the wrong time at night. I love them. I love them. I do. I love them with all the trimmings and all the fixes on it, man. You know, the chili, the cheese, the onions. I can't help it, man. I love them. It's good. But I eat them at a certain time of night. Oh, my goodness. It's like, oh, agony. Call somebody, please. It's like, And I down a bottle of Tums almost, man. It's just like, man, it's got to go up. But it's so good going down. Man, I got to tell you, it'd be so good.
Say that when I used to drink all the time.
And drinking too.
So the next day I got
and certain things that we drink, you know, coffees, teas, sodas, even juices, pineapple juices, you know, orange juices, apple juices, you know, things with a lot of high acid in it, you know, things of that nature, they cause a heartburn. And that's the bad heartburn. Question though, is there certain thing that we can eat or drink that causes a good heartburn? I heard a
right.
I heard a definite
And that's right.
And I heard the word. So that means I can sit down. We can end my sermon right here, right now. So I don't even gotta do no more. Then we can pray and go home and wrap it up, go walk in the park, go fly a kite, or whatever we do on the Sabbath day. Go feed the ducks in the park. I don't know what we do on these days. But absolutely right. There is something we can eat that causes a good heartburn. There's a bad heartburn that we just talked about, and a good heartburn. Praise God for the good heartburn. and the Good Heartburn. I'd like to start, if you don't mind, in John chapter 6, verse 51. It talks a lot of bit about what we could eat. It's called what I like to call the good bread. The good bread that causes the good heartburn. Or should I say the great heartburn. The great bread that causes the great heartburn. I'm going to name it that. The title of my sermon today is entitled Heartburn. You are what you eat. And before I read that, I'd like to pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you so, so very much for placing this topic on my mind and on my heart. And for giving me the inspiration and the courage to wanting to share this topic with my family. Father God, I ask you to hide me behind thee so that I may not be seen nor heard, but you be magnified, Father. Not me, but you be glorified here today. Your day, your Sabbath day that was made for man, and that all those have an ear to receive, and a heart to receive it here today and be able to share it, Father God. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Heartburn, you are what you eat. We talked about the bad heartburn. Let's talk about the great heartburn, the great bread that causes the great heartburn. John chapter 6, verse 51. I was going through, and I love my Bible app on my tablet. I was going through and I discovered a button called Compare. Once you highlight a scripture on your tablet, you can hit a button called Compare. I just discovered that. I'm not too computer technical, but I just discovered that. And it showed me a bunch of different verses. So I'm reading from the Amplified version of the Bible. Now I really like how it breaks this down. It says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats this bread, then in parentheses it says, believes in me, accepts me as Savior. Then it continues on and says, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh today. I like how it broke that down in the parentheses part of it and kind of further explained what that verse was talking about. Because as I was reading through the other verses, it was kind of cloudy, especially in my kind of short time for study. But I like how it kind of broke that down. I'm like, okay, Lord, I like that. I love that. But this to me was good eating. Good bread. Great bread. This gave me good heartburn. I wanted to eat more. I have been eating more. I said, you know, there's got to be benefits from eating this great bread. So I went through as I continued to eat on this great bread, and I was eating, y'all. This morning, I was eating. So as I was eating, I said, what are some benefits from eating this great bread? I gotta tell you, I got some good heartburn too, some great heartburn, and I love it. So, 9 I came up with 9 benefits, and there's probably more, but I just came up with 9 short, quick benefits from eating this great bread instead of me having a bag of chips or something this morning for breakfast. I had the Word of God this morning for breakfast. One benefit we can get out of eating this bread is found in 1 Peter. And I'm not going to go through and read all the scriptures, but 1 Peter 1:23, which is salvation from reading this great bread and eating this great bread. That's 1 Peter 1:23, and it reads, "For you have been born again, that is, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, not of seed which is perishable, but from that which is imperishable and immortal, that is, through the living and everlasting Word of God." This is one of the benefits that comes from eating this great bread, daily eating of this great bread. Also, number 2, second benefit is spiritual food. In the book of Jeremiah 15:16, the prophet talks about how he found the word and ate it daily. In 1 Peter 2:2, he talks about it as being the milk. If we read in Psalms chapter 19, verse 10, he compares the word of God as being sweet like honey. Even in Psalms 119, verses 103, he says it again. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 12 and 14, he compares the word of God as to being strong food and or meat, a substance that we all need. These are substances that we all need to make it through our daily walk and survive, something that we all need to have the strength to be like Paul, to push toward the mark, to continue to run this great race. Amen. Something that we need. Benefit number 3. By eating this great bread, we gain growth. Spiritual growth. So we gain salvation, spiritual food. We also gain spiritual growth. Acts 20 and 32 talks about that. Let's go to that one quickly. That was Acts 20 in 32. And it reads, "And now I command you to God, placing you in his protective loving care, and I command you to the word of his grace, the counsel and promises of his unmerited favor. His grace is able to build you up and to give you the rightful inheritance among all those who are sacrificed, that is among those who are set apart for God's purpose, all believers. I may have written the wrong one down there. Think ahead. For time's sake, we'll keep moving. I have to check that when we get back to you guys. But the fourth benefit we can gain from it is wisdom. Which we can only get wisdom from God. That's in Psalms 119, 99-100. The fifth, we get a cleansing. We definitely need that in the world we live in today. There's so much pollution going on through the TVs, the radios, on our jobs, in our schools. We need a break from all of that sometimes. And the Word of God definitely can deliver that. Mental cleansing, physical cleansing. Eating the Word of God can definitely help with that. Number six, we can gain guidance. Knowing where to go, when to go, how to go can definitely be a big help. Number seven, comfort. We all need comfort. And we can't look to our spouse, our significant other, our parents, whoever. The Word of God can definitely provide us with some kind of comfort. Joy. The Word of God, I don't know about any one of you, but whenever I'm feeling down, out, depressed, kicked to the curb, kicked to the side, stepped on, I go to the Word of God. And whatever scripture I turn to, instantly lifts me up. Nine, and last but not least, I get a blessing from it. These are some of the benefits that I believe we can all achieve from daily devotional, daily studying the Word of God, eating the Word of God daily. So, as we get ready to close, what are some of the ways that we can have some intake in or eat of the Word of God? Hearing the Word of God or listening to it is one way. You know, instead of turning on these TV programs, radio programs, pop on your Bible app or, Adventist Radio or 3ABN or something like that. You know, it's good to watch the news, it's good to step on current events, but a lot of times that stuff clouds your brain. Reading the Word of God, daily reading. Along with that comes studying. Study the Bible. Then memorizing. You know, take you a couple of note cards, write down some scriptures. It's a habit I've started to get into. You need that. That builds strength, especially on your jobs or on your daily walk at school. Problems will start to fade away and fall away, especially in these darker places, darker times. Need something to kind of comfort you and build strength. Then five, last but not least, meditate. Meditate on the Word. Meditate on God's Word. That'll give you that comfort that we just talked about. But one of the benefits of eating this great bread, you get this great heartburn. I guarantee it. As we close, think about those five ways and those nine steps to building and getting a better and closer relationship for yourself, not for anybody else, for yourself. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord God, allow us each and every waking moment, Lord, to have the good heartburn, the desired heartburn, heartburn for you, Lord. Not just with eating the Word of God, Lord, but with the love as well. The love of you and the love of your Word, Father God. Allow us daily, Lord, to want to sacrifice time and put time to the side, excuse me, to want to read and hear and listen and study and memorize and meditate on your Word so that we may gain the guidance, the wisdom, the growth, the spiritual food, the comfort, and get closer to you, Lord, in these last and closing final days, so that we may be able to stand strong and stand firm on our jobs and our schools and everything that we do, Lord. Father God, strengthen each and every one of us right now, right here today, before we leave this building, and as we walk out of this building, Lord, be with each and every one of us in our minds, in our hearts, in our speech, in our actions, in our ways. Be with us in each and everything we do, Lord. Allow us to continue to want to be an example, to seek to be an example, Father God, to you and of you. Lord, this is my humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.